keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au and GJ Gardner Homes. Feel the joy building.
In Studio Lumo, One King William Street in partnership with Lumo Energy. Flip the switch to brighter rates. Now's the time to switch to Lumo Energy's great rates. GJ Gardner Homes, you can feel the joy building. And Tyre Power, champions for road safety and tyre recycling. Bix, you know, there are people in the world that we love.
Yep.
And then there are people in the world that we hate because they are talented at everything. So our next guest, we're talking one of the goats of Australian basketball, saving lives as a firefighter.
Yep, he's got a bit going on.
Now he's an author with The Adventures of Jack Gibson. This is just, I mean, I'm disgusted by how talented this man is. And he's a great guy as well. His name is Brett Maher. Marzi, good morning to you. Congratulations.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, first of all, Brett, let's start with the idea to write a book. Now, I've read a little bit about it and how you mentioned you're a bit of a storyteller, but I think as dads, we've all told stories to our kids to try and get them to sleep, but clearly you are a little bit more talented than that and you've decided to put them onto paper.
Yeah, it all kind of transpired during COVID, I guess. Like my kids are a little bit older now and I used to tell these stories to them just to get them to bed and or probably more rile them up before bed. But yeah, during COVID, I thought I'll just write down some of these stories with the idea. My eldest daughter is a very talented concept artist and 2D artist, and the idea of her illustrating it and us forming a little partnership and on this project. And then so I wrote the storylines, the book, and went to her to do the pictures, and she told me she was too busy to do it, unfortunately. So I ended up getting an exceptionally talented illustrator in Nahum Zierch to do the pics for me, and yeah, it's turned out really well.
The creativity behind it as well, Brett, I'm sure you're really passionate about, because it's not just what we see in the images, but it's also the meanings and the lessons and, I guess, the inspiration by writing it.
Yeah, it is. And there's always those underlying tones, like forging through hardship, courage, friendship in those young adult fiction books. So that's kind of what I've stuck to. And then there's an even kind of deeper meaning of this hero trying to find his parents and get his parents back. And that kind of over the four short stories in the book kind of culminates at the end and kind of leaves the doorway open for a second, third and fourth book, hopefully.
Now, who's this targeted at, Brett? Is it sort of tweens or young kids? What's your demographic you're really looking for?
Yeah, I think the kind of 6 to 14-year-old, that young adult, I would love to see kids off their phones before bed, and I think it's a perfect opportunity for parents to sit down and either read this to their children or children read it to their parents. And I know we used to make the stories interactive with the kids as well, and I just love to see other parents having like that kind of experience through these stories and hopefully get as much enjoyment as what kind of me and my daughters did with them as well.
Now, Brett, I've seen you at some fantastic sportsmen's nights and lunches alongside Phil Smythe, Scott Ninnis, Rupert Sapwell, Paul Rees. Who was the best storyteller from your time playing basketball?
Look, I really enjoyed listening to Reesey, Paul Rees, tell a story. He's very talented. Phil Smythe is also a very, very good storyteller. And the other one that played for the Olympics was Brian Gorge, and those three, I would buy tickets to sit down and listen to them tell stories through the night. It's pretty entertaining.
Well, I'm just trying to work this out. Brian Gorge might be the fire-breathing dragon, maybe Rupert Sapwell the towering ogre. I'm not sure where, maybe a sinister villain. I'm not sure who that might be, but anyway, it's there's a lot of great stuff in there. With yourself, you're sort of, as a kid, did you get read to as a child? Is that where it started from? Were you a big reader of books?
Kind of intermittently. I went through phases, I think, like most kids, and I tried to design this book for things that I liked when I was growing up, I always read a book to get to the next picture and see what the next picture was. And so I've tried to space the pictures pretty close and evenly throughout the book. And then I think it's a real accomplishment to get to the end of a chapter or the end of a story. And so that's why I've kind of compiled it in short story format to form one story as a whole as well. So, hopefully that reacts well with the kids.
Thanks to Stadium Real Estate, Family Community Connection. That's Stadium Real Estate, stadiumrealestate.com.au. Brett Maher joins us. Have you been keeping an eye on the NBL this season so far, Marzi? It seems like there's a collection of the haves and the have-nots already.
Yeah, there's some pretty talented teams out there, isn't there? And Adelaide's certainly one of them, which is exciting. I think the roster is fantastic. Bryce Cotton is electrifying and worth the price of a ticket. So, yeah, I haven't actually got along to a game as yet, but I've certainly been watching them on television and, really enjoying watching Adelaide play. But, yeah, there's some very talented teams out there, and it's going to be interesting to see kind of, how the season unfolds.
Now, Marzi, you're a good person to ask because you're a basketball legend yourself. Now, we've had a little bit of we're lucky we get to talk to Bryce Cotton each week here on SEN. And because he's been so unbelievable the last, number of seasons, people start talking about him. Is he the greatest person ever? Now, you would have seen Andy Gaze at his absolute top. But are they in the same conversation, or is there someone else as well that we should be talking about? If you had to judge in your lifetime, who's the best player you've seen at the NBL level?
I think he definitely is in the conversation. I think for me, there's a top three. Lero Loggins goes into that as well. Mm-hmm. He was probably my pick as the greatest of all time. He played probably both ends of the court a little bit better than Andrew. Andrew, obviously, has considered by most as the GOAT. And now what Bryce Cotton's doing is phenomenal. I think he... At the end of his career, he'll definitely be the greatest of all time. And when you're looking at teams and they're specifically got like Jordan rules, they've got the Cotton rules for him, there's something special. And when you're popping in 40, 50 a night, it's in a 40-minute game, it's pretty impressive.
Hey, just before we let you go, Brett, the Adelaide Lightning had another sold-out crowd and they had their first win over the weekend. So that must make you pretty happy. You know, you go back to the days where the Lightning would play before the Adelaide 36ers at the old arena and stuff. But to actually save the team and then to get fans out there and get some results, I know it's early on, but that's good for South Australian basketball.
Oh, it's fantastic. And they have such a storied history as well. So it's great, to see them survive what looked like could be potentially them going out of the league to putting together a pretty talented roster as well. And I haven't been to a game yet. I spoke to four or five people that went to their first game and they said it was electrifying and the atmosphere was fantastic at the State Basketball Centre. So, I would say to get down and have a look at the girls play because, from what I hear, it is very, very good. And, hopefully they can have a cracker season as well.
Well, Brett, we appreciate you coming on and having a chat about your book, The Adventures of Jack Gibson. I'm sure it's going to be a huge hit. And also giving you some of your thoughts on what's going on in the world of basketball.
Yeah, thanks, guys. The book should be out in early December. If anyone wants to get a copy, they can get it at any good bookstore or online. That'd be great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, awesome. Brett Maher, joining us. You can get the book from bad bookstores as well. Not just the good ones,
all bookstores.
So that's perfect for Christmas. Great early Christmas present. Family Community Connection, that's Stadium Real Estate, stadiumrealestate.com.au.
Like you said, age is 6 to 14. What parent doesn't want their son or daughter reading a book rather than doom scrolling on their phone?
Or playing Roblox on the iPad?
Clash of Clans.
What's that?
Oh, that's something in my...
Minecraft?
That's back a few years now, Minecraft.
No, it's not. It's, mate, that's still massive.
Is it?
Fortnite?
Maybe my kid's just growing out.
Zoomerang.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Who's playing that? That's you.
It's not Call of Duty. Not Duty's not a person, Duty. Like Duty, yeah.
No, that's a little bit sort of above the 6 to 14 age bracket, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Grand Theft Auto.
I still play that. Get it drilled down on the other side of this. Toolkit Depot's massive tool markdown is on now. Good morning.